These are the 7 steps you can take to learn about your choices for long-term services and supports, and how to speak up to get the best quality care and services possible. Step 1. Educate yourself about options for long-term services and supports. What are your choices for long-term services and supports? Your options will vary by state. Some states have a wide range of services and supports available, while others are more limited. In general, you can think about 2 major categories of long-term services and supports. First, those provided at home or in the community, which are usually called home and community-based services, or HCBS. And secondly, those provided in a residential setting. Let's talk first about home and community-based services. Here is a listing and description of many, but not all, home and community-based services that are provided across the country. Remember, not all of these services may be available in your state. The names of these services and supports may also be different. While receiving these home and community-based services, you can live in your own home or a family member's home. Your home can be a house or an apartment. Subsidized, accessible apartments are available. Senior housing is also available. You can have services and supports provided to you in your home. When looking for housing, start by contacting your Area Agency on Aging, or AAA, or your Center for Independent Living, CIL. An Area Agency on Aging is a nonprofit organization that coordinates and often provides a range of services to assist older adults in a particular community or region. Many AAAs also serve younger persons with disabilities, and may have some programs that are available to anyone age 18 or older. The AAA in your state can connect you with the right information and available services for your particular situation. A Center for Independent Living is a grassroots advocacy-driven organization run by and for people with disabilities. CILs help promote the independence and productivity of persons with disabilities, and they often have the expertise in assisting people with disabilities to arrange for housing and supports in the community. If you rent an apartment or home, you have rights as a tenant that protect you against discrimination. One of these rights allows you to request a reasonable modification to your home if it's necessary for you to use the housing. If you feel that your rights have been violated, you can file a complaint with the Office of Fair Housing and Equal Opportunity. When round-the-clock care is not needed, there are a number of different group living arrangements. These group living options provide housing, care and services such as assistance with activities of daily living and medication management, and supports such as meals, laundry, housekeeping, and transportation. Recreational and social activities are usually provided as well. Individuals living in this type of home are generally more independent than nursing home residents, but may need assistance with dressing, bathing, etc. There are many types of group living options around the country. States describe, name, and license them differently. They may be called adult care homes, adult foster care, adult foster homes, adult family homes, board and care homes, personal care homes, housing with service establishments, residential care facilities, or assisted living facilities, to name just a few. To make matters even more confusing, the term used in one state to refer to a certain type of home may mean a completely different type of home in another state. Because there are such a great variety of terms, we are providing you with a general description of some of the most common forms of group living options. You can use the description to ask if such a group living option exists in your state. A good person to ask is your local long-term care ombudsman. A long-term care ombudsman is a representative of the Long-Term Care Ombudsman Program who advocates on behalf of residents of all long-term care facilities. You can find out how to reach your local ombudsman by calling the National Consumer Voice for Quality Long-Term Care at area code 202-332-2275. Option number 1. Individuals live in the home of an unrelated family or individual homeowner. The family or homeowner provides the care and services. These homes are small and usually house 1 to 4 people, but no more than 6. Option number 2. Individuals live in a home that may be a converted or adapted family home. While they are not living with the family, the setting is family-like. The operator or manager of the home may be the homeowner and may provide the services him or herself or hire attendants and aides. These homes may care for more people than in the first option. Option number 3. Individuals live in a group residence where they share rooms with others. There is a group dining area and common areas for social and recreational activities. These homes are often larger than the homes in options 1 and 2. Staff are hired to provide care and services. Option number 4. Individuals live in their own apartment, which usually consists of a bedroom, bathroom, a scaled-down kitchen with a small refrigerator and microwave, and a living area. Meals are provided in a communal dining room. Residents have a greater level of privacy and independence in this setting because each person has his or her own apartment. These facilities can be quite large and corporately owned. In some facilities, personal care assistance and medication administration are provided through a home health agency. A final warning. The term assisted living facility is being used more and more, but it means something different in almost every state. In some states, it's more of a marketing term than a legal term. To find out what assisted living is in your state, please contact your local long-term care ombudsman. Nationally, there is a movement to provide care and services to people at home or in community-based settings. While efforts are being made to keep people at home or to transition individuals out of the larger, more institutional residential settings, such as nursing homes and intermediate care facilities for the mentally retarded, ICF-MRs, these facilities are currently still part of our system. Here are a description of these facilities. Nursing homes. These facilities provide services and supports to people who need round-the-clock nursing care or supervision. Nursing homes provide a standard set of core services that include room and board, personal care, nursing services, dietary services, social services, activities, housekeeping, and maintenance. Nursing homes must also provide or arrange for therapy, such as physical therapy, occupational therapy, or speech and language therapy, dental care, podiatry services, optometry services, and transportation to medical appointments. Some nursing homes provide skilled nursing and rehabilitation therapy after an injury or hospital stay. Others may have a special unit for residents with Alzheimer's disease or another form of dementia. These units may be referred to as memory care, dementia, Alzheimer's, or behavioral units. Individuals with mental illness are not eligible for nursing home care solely on the basis of their mental illness. They must also need the type of care provided by a nursing home, such as assistance with activities of daily living or care for a medical condition. A screening, PASRR, P-A-S-R-R, pre-admission screening and resident review, is done to determine, among other things, if a person with a mental illness needs nursing home care. The purpose of the screening is to make sure someone is not admitted to or allowed to continue living in a nursing home when they could receive services and supports in the community. Community care retirement communities. Community care retirement communities, or CCRCs, are housing communities that offer several levels of care in one location. Where people live depends on the level of care they need. In the same community, there may be individual homes or apartments for residents who still live on their own, an assisted living facility for people who need some help with daily care, and a nursing home for those who require higher levels of care. Residents move from one level of care to another based on their needs, but still stay within the CCRC campus or location. CCRCs generally charge a large payment before a person moves in, called an entry or entrance fee, and then charge monthly fees. The fees vary according to whether the resident owns or rents the living space, the size and location of the residence, the amenities chosen, whether the living space is for one or two individuals, the type of service contract chosen, and the current risk for needing intensive long-term care. Therapeutic communities. Therapeutic communities are long-term residential programs for persons with mental illness in which clients and therapists live together in a community. The program provides daily structure and includes therapy opportunities and practical activities. The approach is based on the idea that the community is healing and people can help themselves and each other. Long-term recovery residences. These facilities for persons with mental illness offer support, structure, and services. The goal of the facility is to help the individual return to the community. Your state may not have therapeutic communities and/or long-term care recovery residences. Large Intermediate Care Facilities for the Mentally Retarded, ICF-MR. An ICF-MR is a facility in which more than 16 people with developmental disabilities live and receive 24-hour supervision and care. Residents in these facilities require a level of medical care, support, and supervision that is not available in group homes. These facilities provide developmental services, including training and support in life skills such as mobility, socialization, employment, and recreation, as well as skilled nursing services. ICF MRs can be large or small and must follow federal regulations. Each state currently has at least one ICF MR. State-funded institutions. A facility, usually quite large, that provides 24-hour care and supervision to individuals with developmental disabilities or mental illness. These facilities are run by the state and staffed by state employees. Some states have completely eliminated these institutions. Hospice. Hospice is end-of-life care designed to improve the quality of a person's last days by offering comfort and dignity. People are generally referred to hospice when they are terminally ill. To be eligible for services, a physician must certify that a person is within 6 months of death. Support is provided to both the individual and his or her family. Hospice can be provided in any setting. Step 2. Learn what options are available in your area and identify what you need. The best and easiest way to start the process of learning about your choices is to contact the Elder Care Locator or your Center for Independent Living. The Elder Care Locator is a free national service providing written information about long-term support options in general and connecting you to resources in your own community. To contact the Elder Care Locator, call area code 800-677-1116. As mentioned earlier, Centers for Independent Living, or CILs, are organizations run by and for people with disabilities. One of the CIL's core services is to provide disability-specific information and referral services. To locate a CIL near you, call area code 877-525-3400. Both AAAs and CILs will provide you with the information and resources, including who can assess your needs and how to obtain services.